In a city of blocks and circles, children discover the names and wonders of colors.
在一个由方块和圆圈组成的城市里，孩子们发现了颜色的名称和奇迹。
Each color has its own story, told with simple shapes.
每种颜色都有自己的故事，用简单的形状讲述。
In this city, red is warmth and love.
在这座城市，红色是温暖和爱。
Blue is calm and peace.
蓝色是平静和宁静。
Children paint with these colors.
孩子们用这些颜色绘画。
They create beautiful paintings.
他们创造了美丽的画。
Yellow is happiness and sunshine.
黄色是快乐和阳光。
Children learn stories of colors.
孩子们学习颜色的故事。
Green is life and growth.
绿色是生命和成长。
Children find colors in the city.
孩子们在城市中发现颜色。
Purple is dreams and magic.
紫色是梦想和魔法。
Children play under the starry sky.
孩子们在星空下玩耍。
Rainbows connect the city.
彩虹连接了城市。
Children smile and laugh.
孩子们微笑和笑声。
Colors make everything better.
颜色使一切变得更好。
They share their stories.
他们分享他们的故事。
The city is a big canvas.
城市是一个大画布。
They create every day.
他们每天创作。
Life is full of colors.
生活充满了颜色。
Emma's weather adventure.
艾玛的天气冒险。
Emma experiences a week of different weather, from sunny to stormy.
艾玛经历了一周不同的天气，从晴天到暴风雨。
She learns to read simple weather forecasts and understand what they mean for her daily plans.
她学习阅读简单的天气预报，并理解他们对她的日常计划的意义。
Monday is sunny, she goes to the park for a walk.
星期一是晴天，她去公园散步。
On Tuesday, she sees clouds.
星期二，她看到云。
This day she stays home and reads a book.
这一天她呆在家里看书。
Wednesday is rainy.
星期三下雨。
The rain makes her a bit sad.
雨让她有点沮丧。
Thursday is sunny again.
星期四又是晴天。
She has a picnic with her friends.
她和朋友们一起野餐。
Friday becomes windy.
星期五开始刮风。
She cooks at home and listens to music.
她在家做饭和听音乐。
Saturday gets cold.
星期六天气转冷。
She drinks hot chocolate with her family.
她和家人一起喝热巧克力。
Sunday is windy and gloomy.
周日多风阴沉。
Emma reads the weather forecast.
艾玛阅读天气预报。
She plans to do yoga at home.
她计划在家做瑜伽。
This week, she learns a lot.
这一周，她学到了很多。
The weather is different every day.
天气每天都不一样。
She plans for the next week's activities.
她计划下一周的活动。
Max's daily journey.
马克思的日常旅程。
Max describes a typical day in his life, from morning to evening.
马克思描述他生活中的一天，从早到晚。
He shares his routines, hobbies, and how he balances work and leisure.
他分享他的日常、爱好，以及如何平衡工作与休闲。
Every morning, Max gets up at 7 o'clock.
每天早上，马克思7点起床。
He brushes his teeth and washes his face.
他刷牙和洗脸。
Breakfast is usually simple.
早餐通常很简单。
Max likes toast and coffee.
马克思喜欢吐司和咖啡。
After eating, he gets ready for work.
吃完，他准备上班。
He works at a desk in the city center.
他的办公桌在城市中心。
At lunchtime, he eats with friends.
午餐时间，他和朋友共进午餐。
In the afternoon, he continues to work.
下午，他继续工作。At
5 o'clock, he leaves work to go home.
5点，他下班回家。In
the evening, he enjoys reading or listening to music.
晚上，他喜欢看书或者听音乐。He
goes to bed at 10 every night.
他每晚10点上床睡觉。This
is a day in Max's life.
这是马克思的一天。He
works hard but also takes time to enjoy life.
他努力工作，但也花时间享受生活。
There is a good balance between his work and life. Tomorrow, he will repeat this process.
明天, 他会重复这个过程.
Title: Letters and Calls Through Time.
标题: 通过时间的信件和电话.
Description: A Journey Through the History of Postal and Telephone Communication. The story discusses how people wrote letters and made phone calls over the years and offers practical advice.
描述一段邮政和电话通讯的历史之旅. 这段历史讲述了人们如何在多年来写信和进行电话交流, 并提供实用建议.
The nature of communication has changed significantly over the past centuries.
在过去的几个世纪里, 通讯的本质发生了显著变化.
From ink pens to keyboards, the art of writing letters has evolved.
从墨水笔到键盘, 写信的艺术也演变了.
In the early days, letters were the only form of long-distance communication.
早期, 信件是唯一的远距离沟通方式.
A day in the world.
世界的一天.
A group of friends from different countries meet and discuss how cultural differences affect their daily interactions.
来自不同国家的一群朋友聚在一起, 讨论文化差异如何影响他们的日常互动.
They are in a small cafe in Paris.
他们正在巴黎的一家小咖啡馆.
Sasha is from Russia.
Sasha来自俄罗斯.
She shares insights about Russian hospitality and her experiences in France.
他分享了俄罗斯人的待客之道和他在法国学到的经验.
Then there's Maria, who comes from Spain.
然后是玛丽亚, 她来自西班牙.
She speaks about Spanish family values.
她讲述了西班牙人的家庭价值观.
Each friend shared a small story.
每个朋友都分享了一个小故事.
The differences were seen as enrichments to their friendship.
彼此的不同被视为友谊的丰富.
They talked about how to appropriately express themselves in each other's countries.
他们讨论了如何在对方国家更合适地表达.
Alex encountered misunderstandings caused by language barriers.
亚历克斯发现了语言障碍会导致的误解.
They realized that the same word can have different meanings in various cultures.
他们意识到相同的词在不同文化中可以有不同的含义.
These differences improved their communication skills.
这种差异提升了他们之间的沟通能力.
By understanding each other, they built stronger connections.
通过了解彼此, 他们建立了更深厚的联系.
In the process, they learned inclusivity and empathy.
在这个过程中, 他们学到了包容和同理心.
Over time, trust among them also grew.
随着时间的推移, 他们之间的信任也在增长.
Simplification did not always solve all problems.
简化并不总能解决所有问题.
But friendship helped them overcome many difficulties.
但友谊帮助他们克服了许多困难.
At the time of farewell, they promised to stay in touch.
离别之时, 他们承诺要保持联系.
After leaving the city, their friendship continued to grow in their hearts.
离开这座城市后, 他们的友谊继续在心中生长.
The Global Travel Path.
全球旅行路线.
A comprehensive analysis of different modes of transportation around the world, their history, advantages and disadvantages. The story draws comparisons and explores how they transform modern life.
对世界各地各种运输方式的全面分析, 他们的历史优缺点. 这篇文章进行了比较, 并探讨了他们如何改变现代生活.